Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, "Everybody can be great because everybody can serve." We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we have the opportunity to talk to a couple of community-committed volunteers wedded to the most tender population we have, our youth. Morgan Hanna, Jefferson County Case Manager for Seattle Angels, welcome to Everybody Can.
Thanks.
Hey, Morgan, who did you bring with you today?
I brought Bo Olgren.
Bo, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And I am just so touched by this organization. And it was a little bit confusing when I first speaking with you about Jefferson County Case Manager for Seattle Angels. The organization is called Seattle Angels, the Jefferson Community Branch, or tell me how it's associated with the Seattle.
We are a rural pilot program. We're the first time this program has happened in a rural area. So it was started in Austin as Austin Angels. And pretty soon they realized they were really onto something and that they could take what they had developed in Austin and move it into other cities. So there is now Charlotte Angels and Boise Angels and Cleveland Angels and Seattle Angels. And when I started working on foster care here locally about 4 years ago and then heard about Angels, I wanted it here in Jefferson County. So the way they've done that is they've actually put us under Seattle Angels. Seattle Angels is the umbrella for here, all of our work here in Jefferson County. So we didn't have to recreate a new nonprofit. We were able to take what they had already developed in Austin, they were using in Seattle, and then I'm able to work here as a case manager remotely. And we're also a rural pilot. They've never done it in a rural area.
So it's a smart way to do a nonprofit where you don't have to spend much of your time on the administrative side. We've talked about briefly just foster care. What is Seattle Angels' primary focus of support to foster care communities? What does Seattle Angels really target?
Seattle Angels and Austin Angels, all of National Angels, is about wrapping healthy relationships around children and caregivers in foster care. What that looks like is really how do we take all of us, the people that are not fostering, and use all of our talents and interests to wrap around the families that are fostering so that we can actually come alongside them in their work.
So simply said, the foster care parent, this is an organization that supports foster care providers and the foster care recipients, but not necessarily the foster care people themselves. Is that correct?
No. What Angels is about is supporting. We know that the majority of foster parents close their beds, close their homes, stop being foster parents within 1 year of opening. And the average child in foster care gets moved 7 times in 2 years. And we know that those have massive detrimental effects on our youth and on our families because they feel like they're not being successful as foster parents. And our youth are getting moved. Your development moves back 6 months every time you get moved into a new primary caregiver. And so looking at that and looking at also the outcomes of foster care, where 2% of our youth, all of our youth, can get free college education, state college education, and only 2% actually end up going to college. The teen pregnancy rates and the incarceration rates and the drug abuse rates are astronomical. So looking at those outcomes and saying, what can we do to support them? And so it's getting in there with foster children and youth, with foster families, with their biological children, wrapping around that household and saying, what can we do with you, for you, alongside you? How can we walk alongside and ensure that you feel supported, that your children feel supported, and that this is a successful experience? Because we know that we're all responsible for these children, and how are we showing up for them?
Bo, that's a powerful statistic when you think about the retention rate. And so this organization is really targeting how can we, you know, keep, retain the infrastructures that are in place. So Morgan, what are some of those tangible assets or structures or activities that is a wraparound support for foster care? What does that look like?
Through Angels, we've developed two programs. One is called Love Box, and Love Box takes an existing group. So a lot of times it's like a church group or a book study group or a group of friends, somewhere from 6 to 12 people, and they form them as a group to walk alongside one family for 1 year. That group gets matched with a local fostering family. And then that group starts looking at ways that they can come alongside that particular family throughout the year. What Beau was talking about, it's they call it holistic family support. You're not just there for the foster youth, the child that is in foster care. You're also there for the parents. You're there for the biological kids if they have biological kids in the home. And the reason for that is because we know that if the foster mother is not doing well, they're not going to stay fostering. If the dad isn't doing well, they're not going to stay fostering. If they had already had a child and then they brought in a child through foster care and their biological child is not doing well, they're not going to stay fostering. The whole concept is that if we can take a real support group and just start showing up for this one family, what difference does that make in their likelihood to stay fostering, to take good care of the children when they come into the home, to meet their own needs so they can continue to foster? It's a huge learning curve to become a foster parent. I think that's something that so few of us can imagine because so few of us choose that role. That when we really start coming alongside a family and listening to what's happening and what their learning curve is, we start realizing the ways that we individually can help them, just like we would family. But it's very intentional. And the whole concept is to really support the family so they can keep doing this vital work.
The Love Box, where a group of people come together and support for a year or more if they choose. Is it anonymous? Do they have a relationship with a foster family?
Everything's about relationship. Yeah, there is nothing about it that's anonymous. Wow. So it has to be something that both the foster family is comfortable with, and that's something they want, that they're looking for that kind of community, and also that the volunteers are looking for real relationships. This is not we give every kid a bike because we like bikes. This is about what do these children need at this moment. And we do it in three ways. We do relationship building. Everything is about relationship. It's relationship building with the mother. It's relationship building with the children. The other piece of it is intentional giving. So we do look at ways that we can bring care packages to the family. So right now we have a foster family that's going through transition with school starting again. Well, we have a meal train going for them. So they have about 3 weeks of meals being delivered to their door right now.
And just to be clear, a meal train is a dinner that's provided to the family?
It's like an online website called Meal Train, but we set one up for this family because that's a way that a lot of people can contribute just one little thing. They have a dish they can bring, and that makes a tremendous difference to that foster family. Okay, intentional giving, relationship building, and mentorship. So this absolutely is a mentorship program. So volunteers in the program absolutely are mentors to children in the home. And also, I would say, to the parents as well.
Yeah.
At any one time, we have about 30 kids in dependency. Dependency is the legal name for foster care in Jefferson County. Those are children that originated in our county. We have extra children that have come here from other communities, but it's around 30.
And they're in homes. And, you know, Beau, you mentioned the turnover rate in the movement. Do we have, to your understanding, if we have a higher movement rate in Jefferson County with our youth in foster care?
We have a very low number of foster families in Jefferson County. And at the moment, I think we have one open foster bed, but it's in a house that already has three foster children. We have had a very low recruitment rate and very low retention rate among all of our foster families. A lot of the ways that children are in town is because of relationships where they're a grandmother or some other known placement. Mm-hmm. There are very few people that are licensed foster parents who are then fostering children that they didn't have a previous connection with.
Can you tell me how you got involved with the foster care program of Seattle Angels? Or were you involved before Seattle Angels?
So Morgan and I have known each other for a long time, and I've been thinking about foster care and how to best support. And so I've been around since the Jefferson County piece got started here. I also got licensed to be a foster parent and started volunteering with Seattle Angels as soon as we had families here. I am both a volunteer with Seattle Angels and supporting a local foster family, and I am also an active foster parent with a youth placement.
So you volunteer with the organization, supporting other families. Have you participated in the creation of a Love Box for another family?
Yes.
So what does that look like from a volunteer side? You're a participant building a Love Box with a group of folks, and you're getting to know another family. Can you walk us through that a little bit?
The way that our family is supported is we have two of our members are really deeply involved in their lives. They take children to gymnastics and they go over over to play games and they go over swimming. Personally, what I do is I go to court because there are many, you have to get involved in so many different court cases as a result of being a foster parent. And they always land in the middle of the day when you already have your toddlers with you. So I go to court for them and I also provide food for them. And then we also provide every month, we do a literal love box, which is a box and it says love box on it. And we provide things that are based on that month's needs.
Do they communicate directly with you each month? Or does the agency, the Seattle Angels, kind of, there's a, I don't know, a wish list, if you will?
There are no intermediaries.
Oh, wow.
So we communicate directly. Yeah. And a lot of what we do is direct support, talking on the phone, texting, saying, how was today? What's happening in your life? How can we best support? This week, the way that I was phrasing it was as community plus, because you are their friend. You are someone who shows up for them. And you're also someone who shows up for them more intentionally than other friends do. You're the one saying, no, we are going to organize this group to help you move. We are going to be the ones that organize this birthday party. Like, this birthday party isn't your problem anymore. This is our birthday party. Because
unless they love to do birthday parties.
Unless they love to do birthday parties. Yes. Being a real group of people that shows up for you and takes things off your plate that are overwhelming for you.
Yes. Oh, this is just goosebumps. Listen, if you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to Everybody Can on KPTZ 91.9. And we have the privilege of talking to the folks from the Jefferson County branch of Seattle Angels. Bo Olgren and Morgan Hanna are here. And Bo, I'm excited about this idea that there's a very tangible, small, loving touch you can do. Morgan, how would a volunteer begin to get into that process as a love box provider? Not necessarily, we're not talking about the foster care home.
Or right, it's community supported foster care. So you, yes, if I'm doing my job well, I can find people that already have a heart for this. They already have a heart for youth and families.
Well, our listeners need to know how to find you. Could you drop an email or a phone number for us?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. My email's really easy. It's morgan@seattleangels.org. If I'm doing my job right, when I find people that have a heart for this, my first step is to interview them for their motivation. What is it that's leading them to this place? And then I put them on a list. And at the same time, I'm going and talking to foster parents and I'm learning about the needs in the home. And so I have two lists going at all times, both potential volunteers and potential families, recipients of the program. And then my job is to match them well.
I see.
And I won't match you unless I can match you well. So if your heart is really in youth that are aging out of foster care, and I have a young mother with an infant that needs help holding that infant during the day, I'm not going to match you with her, even though you want to be a volunteer and she wants a love box. That is not serving either of you. I'll only match you if I can match you well.
Is it the kind of opportunity that people can really put brackets around it, say, I've only got 3 hours a month to give?
Absolutely.
That's a kind of opportunity.
Absolutely. I would be looking for a role on the love box that was a 3-hour role.
That's
so
fantastic.
A lot of people on a love box, their only contribution is financial. They say, I want my $15 a month to go towards whatever the love box leader deems as the most important thing this month.
You mentioned something, and I don't want to lose time. We've got about 4 minutes left to our program. This idea of aging out, I had never heard that you have the opportunity to serve in that way.
Yes.
And Bo, you shared before we went on air that you have a youth in your home that has aged out. Can you talk a little bit about that process? Is it does it fall under the umbrella of Seattle Angels?
Yes.
And how does that work? Just
Absolutely.
Briefly.
Yes. Yeah. So in Washington State, we have what is called extended foster care. So youth can be in foster care until age 21, but then on their 21st birthday, they are aged out of the system and they no longer receive state supports. And when that happens, if they haven't yet been established a safe place to live or a safe community, then they are just aged out into homelessness. I have a foster youth living with me who is aged out of foster care. Thankfully, because the Angels program is not about systematizing or programatizing, just getting people that fall into really stiff parameters. The Angels program will provide for people who have relative caregiving. So we have many grandparents and great-grandparents in town that are caring for their grandchildren and great-grandchildren, not through any specific system, but it's also a big load. And that's something. So if you are caring for someone that is not just your biological child, Seattle Angels can help provide community around that. And you can provide real care and support for your neighbors and our community members.
Well done, Bo. I really appreciate the work you're doing. Well, do you have any compelling upcoming things that we can partner with you to wrap our arms around your organization to help you support what you do? Can you tell our listeners what's in the pipeline?
Yes. During the months of November and December, we are going for a fundraising local campaign through Give Jefferson.
Excellent.
And our goal is $10,000. So this program right now is all volunteer run and all costs are donated by us. And in order for this to be sustainable over the long haul, we have to have a community vision. So yeah, November and December through Give Jefferson, this will be a big push and you'll see it under Love Local, Seattle
Love
Angels.
Local. And your website for Seattle Angels for folks who want to learn a little bit more about your organization is?
SeattleAngels.org.
And you've given out your email?
Morgan at SeattleAngels.
Excellent.
.org.
We did not have enough time
to
touch on so many things. So let's make sure we get you back in here.
Thank you.
I am touched and moved, and I am confident others who hear about what you're doing and the way you can slice it out into little bits that make huge volumes in people's lives. I am encouraged.
That's it.
I know our community is going to come around.
I want everyone to, the message I want you to hear is that there are roles for all of us.
Well, Morgan and Beau, thanks for coming in. I know you've got busy plates between going to court and building love boxes and just nurturing, playing at playgrounds and connecting with folks. Thank you, Beau and Morgan, for joining me today.
Thank you, Missy.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer today is Alex Henley. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, make a love box. Have a great day.